You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The findings are that the evidence points to legalising and regulating cannabis. It is a drug that is widely judged to be significantly less harmful than either alcohol or tobacco. Both of them are legal. That's an accident of history that cannabis ended up on the other side of the ledger. It's time to put that right. A New Zealand approach, like that of many countries for many years, has been to try to ban it, and yet this is a drug that 80% of us will use at some point in our lifetimes. So banning doesn't work. You're better to get a grip on it, legislate around it, legalise it, and regulate supply. I would argue a form of regulation rather like that we have for tobacco, where of course you tax it, you set an age for sale and consumption, you regulate for content, you say on what terms it's available, you don't have any advertising either at point of sale or publicly. There's a lot of ways you can actually get a grip on this.
You mentioned the way that it has been dealt with previously or up until now, and there has been a lot of research showing that, in America, for example, the war on drugs was actually highly racialized. Is that also the case here?
Well, one of the sad things about our country is that the proportion of Māori who are caught up in the criminal justice system, including on cannabis offences, is hugely greater than that of the general population. So there are systemic issues there, and they come up in the drug so-called offending as well.
One of the points in the report is to expunge prior minor cannabis offences from the record. What would this mean?
Well, what it means is if you have a conviction on a cannabis-related offence under the old law, that would be wiped from the record. If you're stuck with a criminal conviction on your record, it can have dire implications. You might be denied entry to the United States of America. You might be denied a job. You might be denied all sorts of things. So it does cast a blight over people's lives, and that's not fair.
Do you think that the country, I suppose, or people are willing to kind of make that shift in terms of going from having this understanding that this is a crime to it now not being a crime?
Well, most people have used it. That's the point. And so do they favour a continuing criminalisation of it, or do they favour actually having the law reflect reality? 80% use. Of course, most people haven't been prosecuted, but anybody could have been. It is disproportionately unjust to Māori, and just for so many reasons, I think New Zealand needs to get this right.
And why is it that your foundation has taken this issue on board, I suppose? How long have you been working on this?
Well, the foundation was set up to work on evidence-based policy and to work in areas where I, myself have a long-standing interest. So one of my major areas of activity since leaving the UN has been to be an active member of the Global Commission on Drug Policy, and that commission does advocate the approach that we're taking. So this is an approach consistent with that.
And just finally, with the referendum being next year, do you think that, what needs to happen in order for us to have a kind of well-reasoned, well-informed debate in time for that referendum?
I think the government will need to be clear on the proposal that it's putting forward. There is a cabinet paper out now, but there are still decisions to be taken about the nature of the regulation which would be proposed. So the Drug Foundation, which is a well-respected body, it will obviously be making a case for yes, and it will be bringing as much expertise as it can out. What I would ask is that, Kiwis actually look at the facts rather than at the rhetoric and mythology around this. Unfortunately, there is a lot of that out there. But in the end, you make an appeal to common sense.
Yeah, and on that common sense, I suppose, because Chloe Sawbrick has been, from the Green Party, been kind of leading this issue, and she's gotten a lot of flack, I suppose, for being younger. People have said, you don't have kids, so therefore you don't have the experience, you don't understand this issue. Have you gotten the same sort of flack?
No, and I think it is important that, people like myself who are senior and have experience come out on this. Chloe can't carry the whole debate on her own. That's unreasonable. She's done a fantastic job to date. You also have very senior ministers like the Minister of Justice, Andrew Little, and the Minister of Health, David Clark, who've come out for this approach of not criminalising cannabis use anymore. So more voices across the political spectrum. I know people across the political parties in New Zealand who are very strongly in favour of this. It's not a left-right issue. It's not a Green versus others issue. It's an issue that says, are we going to put health and social issues at the forefront of our mind or continue this really quite pointless and counterproductive criminalisation?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.